cost benefit. It's a bit of the definition maybe of cost benefit analysis. What we try to do at least is made a bit of a state of the art of the benefits of siting, because we saw different projects having different definitions, for example, on the health benefits of siting, to make at least a standardization of what the benefits are. And then you look at the in the benefits, you can look at it on a project scale, like for example, cycling bridge, and that's 10-20 million. So in the analysis, you should make an you have to make an cost benefit analysis of it. But if you look at the network level, you should at least know the potential benefits of the network as a whole, I suppose, and that will, of course, will be less. You're less sure of that cost benefit analysis. But if you want to make sure that, like, such a network will be financed in the sense that it will be a large carbon dioxide reducer, then and you have to add things up, because like a simple cycle pump by itself often won't do this well. And in analysis, we try to also look at the combination between cycling and public transport as a way to reduce carbon dioxide, but also other benefits. And then it helps as well to have at least on a general level a number where you see the benefits of those projects. So it's both to look at the different projects, but also in as a way of going into the discussion with about financing.